Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The meetings are going to be conducted between November 10th and December 10th, and really the focus is going to be an in-depth look at the new insurance options, and primarily it will be a focus on the Stacked Income Protection Plan, or STACS as it's referred to, as well as the Supplemental Coverage Option, or SCO. Both of those are new insurance products that are being implemented by the Risk Management Agency. Producers will have the opportunity to purchase one of those products on their cotton acres for the 2015 crop.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They have also released the expected yields that will be used in the products since they're an area-wide product. So it will allow us, as we go through these educational meetings, to illustrate to producers how much coverage they can purchase, what would be the expected cost for the producer, and be very detailed for their location. So we hopefully give them information that will allow them to better evaluate how those new options can work in concert with the existing crop insurance products that they've been purchasing for the last several years.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Provide just an overall update on Farm Bill implementation. Make sure we remind producers about some of the new provisions that are related to payment limits and the adjusted gross income test, implementation of the marketing loan program, and then also give them a reminder of where USDA is in terms of implementing the ARC and PLC programs for other crops. We know it's a busy time of year with harvest still ongoing, but we hope producers can take advantage of the time and attend one of those meetings.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Check back with the Council's website because we will be conducting four webinars that will be on December 17th and 18th. Specific times will be made available later, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. They'll be regional in focus, so in the examples we use during the webinar, focus on using specific data from each region of the Cotton Belt. So we'd encourage producers that if they're not able to make one of the meetings in person, that hopefully they can participate in a webinar as well.